Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. Have you ever wondered what separates the top 1% of mortgage brokers from the rest of the pack? In this episode, we're going to unpack that. We're going to talk about the four things I've seen from working with some of these top 1%ers, and the stuff that I know as well from being friends with many of them who are absolutely crushing it. And you can emulate some of their traits and skills and hopefully see the same success. So let's dive into it. So the first thing is they understand value, and they have a very clear concept around how value works within their business. So what do I mean by this? What I'm meaning is that they understand that they should be charging fees. They know how much those fees are. They don't waver on those fees. They don't reduce their income because all their fees, because it's a bigger mortgage. They make the client dance to the beat of their drum. They're in control of their business. And that comes from a sense of confidence and a sense of authority that allows them to truly be able to grow their business and hold their own in their local space. And I think this is something that many advisors get quite wrong, is that they actually are reactive to the client, and instead they'll let the client dictate what the terms of business are. So if I want to communicate with you on Zoom, but you as the client want to communicate to me on phone, then they will allow that. And I think that these are the type of things these very successful advisors, they have very clear values, they have very clear business sets, they know exactly what it is they do and how they operate, and you fit into their line of work, which is so good. Now, the next one that I see a lot of is that we have what I would call long-term thinking, which is they don't look at things in a short window. So many people will look at things sometimes, if you're lucky, you might look at things as an annual kind of target. Maybe you'll do it as a three-month goals. Maybe you'll have a one-month goal, and maybe you'll have, weekly goals. None of those goals really matter for people who are in that top 1%, because they understand this is an infinite game. It's never ending. And if they're trying to be the best in their local area, all of these people, they start thinking in a very different way. They start thinking about 5 years, 10 years out, and they're not measuring their success by whether they wrote 20 grand this month, or whether they wrote 10 grand this month, or whether they wrote 5 grand this month. They don't look at it that way. And because of that, it allows them to be way more dangerous and way more aggressive and potentially even risk-taking to compared to you, because you're living feast or famine, you mean, if that's you in this way. So this mindset, this long-term thinking, allows them to effectively play a different game. And the way that I can describe this best is that you are playing checkers while they are playing chess, and they're able to do moves that you just wouldn't even understand. And oftentimes, if you're not in that 1%, would think they're being crazy, or they're leaving money on the table. All of these things are things that actually it's what makes them successful. So this ability to think long-term, to think in 5 years and 10 years, which in mortgage services realistically is how long you should be thinking, because it takes 5 years for the average client to go through anyway. So you want to make sure that you're not thinking in these short windows. The third thing they do is they have a heavy focus on what is called compounding tasks over income generating tasks or money generating tasks. Now, what are these two? Income generating tasks is anything that you do at that moment that generates you income. Effectively, you submit a mortgage, you do someone's insurance. That is income generating tasks. And yes, we need them. They are the lifeblood of our business. If you don't have money, if you don't have income, you can't stay in business. I get that. However, there are also other tasks which what I would call compounding tasks. And these tasks are things like marketing, they are outreach, they could be literally putting in the correct notes into CRMs. The systems and processes that take place that don't technically generate you money, but they push towards lead generation, towards client retention, they push towards all of these things. Now, compounding tasks, funnily enough, are oftentimes the thing that people drop when they get busy. And especially in our line of work, mortgage brokers are always very busy. We talk about that in a minute, but these are the first things that normally go. And they'll bin everything off because they've got too many clients. They need to deal with those clients and make the money. And so they'll stop doing the marketing. They'll stop doing the notes correctly. They'll stop doing all of the outreach. They'll stop doing the after client care. They stop doing all of these things. Now, the problem is that stuff is the stuff that's actually truly pushing your business forward. It is compounding, why the name compounding task comes in. It's compounding in nature. It allows us to push ourselves further and the business further. And that's why this long-term thinking comes in, is that they're compounding towards bigger goals that most people can't comprehend. Now, it's this idea of little bricks build big castles. Each individual step is going to build something quite impressive. The one percenters, they do not sacrifice compounding tasks above anything else. They constantly turn up. And these are the people you see who are always doing videos, come rain or shine. I have a client of mine who did a video in the waiting room while his wife was just about to give birth to their son. And she wasn't in labor, she was just waiting. But at that point, that was the thing. And I have another client who, for example, lost their grandparent, and it was a very close grandparent to them, and they still were there and they were making content because they know that it is about constantly pushing forwards. Now, of course, it doesn't mean they're robotic, it doesn't mean they had anything wrong with it, but what they were doing was they understood the value of the compounding task. That 1% better each day slowly over time makes them unbeatable. And the goal for this is to be in that 1%, then they have to do what 1%ers do, and that is that they don't stop on their compounding tasks. So do not sacrifice that. That is more important. Compounding tasks are more important than money-making tasks at any point. Your marketing is more important than the current clients on your desk, because the current clients on your desk will be gone. And in mortgages, that is just one transaction. But the thing you do right on the marketing or on the branding or on the CPD or on the client retention could lead to 4, 5, 6, 10 infinite more clients. So it is a much larger priority, really, when you look top down on the business. But we don't see this, and that's what the 1%ers do see. And the final one is that they have a stoic mindset. And what I mean by stoic mindset is that they are able to not get fazed by market conditions. If I had a pound for every time somebody I spoke to in the mortgage industry was freaking out because they were either too busy or not busy enough, and it was just waves, like every 3 months it seems to change, and it's the same person, we're not busy, we're too busy, we're not busy, we're too busy. Now, what's funny about that is that the top 1%ers, that's not how they operate. They actually stay calm, whether it's high, whether it's low. And because of that, it allows them to deliver a consistent service. They don't panic that they're not going to do any business next month. They can't, or that they don't have time to facilitate the ones they currently have. They just stay on target and keep moving forward. It's a level of emotionless. It's stoicism. It's that level of controlled emotion that allows them to effectively not get too caught up with the day-to-day running of the world and the day-to-day business, sorry, of the world and what's happening. This is hard to do, but this is definitely one of the biggest things that helps them, because when you compound them across the lot of them, if you look at that, if you think that they understand value, they have long-term thinking, they understand the difference between compounding tasks and money tasks and how they allow themselves to make sure they focus on those compounding tasks, and then they use this stoic mindset to control their emotion so they don't ever feel overwhelmed, or if they do feel overwhelmed, they control it in a much better way. And that means that they are effectively like a machine at this point. It's a framework, it's a system and a process that is going to guarantee success. Seems very difficult, and it is difficult to do, but it's not something that you can't do. It's not impossible. It's just harder, and it takes practice. So if you're somebody and you're listening to this right now, you're watching this right now, and you're thinking, which one of these should I do? Pick one of them, double down on one of them, and just start to implement this more into your life in your mortgage business. These people who I'm talking about in this, some of them are clients, some of them aren't, but what's quite interesting with them is all of them have really good income earning potential, so that a lot of them are high six figures, some of them even seven, and they also have great work-life balance and family relationships, which I think is the most important thing for me as a top 1%er to show, that these people aren't just crushing it and making tons of money, but they're making money whilst also living their life and being there for the people who matter most. And I think that is the thing that separates the true 1%ers, and that's what those four things, in my opinion, represent. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, just head over, just click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.